What does it take to run 50 marathons in 50 states in 50 consecutive days? Dean Karnazes, often called the fittest man on the planet, accomplished this seemingly impossible feat in 2006. His journey, known as the Endurance 50, captivated millions and earned him a spot in Time Magazine's top 100 most influential people in the world. But here's the surprising truth. Karnazes considers himself completely average, with no special genetic gifts or superhuman powers. Through his extraordinary challenge, he discovered that the human body has far greater capacity for adaptation and endurance than most of us realize. The book became an instant bestseller, inspiring countless readers to lace up their running shoes and push their own limits. Celebrities like Will Smith and Mark Zuckerberg have cited Karnazes as an inspiration, and his approach to endurance has influenced training methods across multiple sports. Beyond just a running memoir, this book offers practical wisdom about nutrition, recovery, mental toughness, and the remarkable resilience of the human spirit. It all began during a family road trip in February 2002. While hiking in Napa Valley after completing an impromptu marathon run, Karnazes conceived what seemed an impossible dream, running a marathon in each of the 50 states in 50 consecutive days. The logistics alone were daunting. How could he afford it? How would he manage his family responsibilities? How would he secure official marathon courses across the country? Over the next few years, fortunate circumstances breathed life into this dream. First came sponsorship from the North Face, then unexpected fame from his best-selling book about ultra running. When Joe Flannery became the North Face's new VP of marketing, he embraced Karnazes' proposal, wanting to make it bigger, not longer. The Endurance 50 officially began in St. Charles, Missouri, at the Lewis and Clark Marathon. Before the race, Karnazes surprised his wife Julie with a renewal of their wedding vows, officiated by his ultra-runner friend Topper Gaylord in priest's robes before hundreds of onlookers. This gesture honored Julie's tireless behind-the-scenes work in planning the family aspects of this adventure she couldn't fully join. 5 minutes later, Karnazes was at the starting line, beginning the first of 50 marathons. Running 50 official marathons required meticulous planning with race directors to ensure legitimacy. 8 were live events with thousands of participants, while 42 were specially recreated versions of established marathons, with participation capped at 50 runners due to permit limitations. As the Endurance 50 progressed, interest grew steadily until most events reached capacity with waiting lists forming. Each day followed roughly the same grueling timeline. 5 a.m. wake up, 6 a.m. blood draw when scheduled, 6:30 a.m. breakfast, 7:30 a.m. arrival at starting line, 8 a.m. start, finish around noon, departure at 5 p.m., dinner on the bus, and midnight arrival at the next destination, then repeat for 49 more days. How does the human body adapt to such extreme demands? Contrary to expectations, Karnazes didn't break down physically during the 50 marathons, he actually got stronger. Medical testing throughout the Endurance 50 revealed surprising resilience in several health markers, including stable blood pressure, consistent organ function, and remarkably low inflammation levels despite the intense daily stress. His muscle damage indicators, measured through creatine kinase levels, peaked at only 1/4 the level typically seen in runners completing a single marathon. This suggested his body had developed extraordinary repair mechanisms. Dr. Brian Bergman, who analyzed the results, was astonished. "We were surprised that 50 consecutive marathons were perceived as relatively easy by his body. His adaptation was unprecedented in our studies of endurance athletes." Despite running 1,310 miles over 50 days, Karnazes maintained his weight, dropping just 1 pound from 154 to 153, and required only 5 pairs of running shoes, a testament to his efficient running form and careful gear management. This remarkable adaptation didn't happen overnight. Karnazes prepared for 6 months before the Endurance 50, using races as training runs. His preparation included 15 major events ranging from marathons to ultramarathons, including multiple 100-mile races like the Western States 100 and Badwater Ultramarathon. Many training days exceeded 50 miles, with several over 100 miles, gradually building the endurance needed for 50 consecutive marathon days. He incorporated specific nutrition strategies, consuming between 5,000 to 7,000 calories daily and maintaining careful hydration protocols. The key to his success was a two-part strategy developed with Coach Chris Carmichael. First, establish baseline fitness to run a 4-hour marathon with an average heart rate of 110, focusing on building aerobic efficiency through long, slow-distance training. Second, participate in numerous ultramarathons, longer than 26.2 miles, to make marathons feel manageable by comparison. The theory was that if he could comfortably run 100 miles, he could complete a marathon without undue strain. This approach included specialized strength training, flexibility work, and recovery techniques. This approach worked remarkably well. By the final day, Carnazes completed the New York City Marathon in an impressive 3:30, nearly an hour faster than his average time during the challenge. His body had adapted so effectively that he was running faster with less effort as the days progressed. Medical tests showed improved mitochondrial density in his muscle cells, enhanced fat-burning capability, and more efficient oxygen utilization, all physiological adaptations that helped him maintain consistent performance throughout the challenge. His resting heart rate actually decreased from 48 to 38 beats per minute, indicating improved cardiovascular fitness even under the extreme demands of daily marathons. While physical preparation was crucial, Carnazes emphasizes that mental toughness played an equally important role in his success. He distinguishes himself from masochists, explaining he doesn't seek pain for its own sake, but embraces the challenge of pushing human limits. This distinction is important. His motivation stems from exploring human potential rather than a desire for suffering. Carnazes observes that mental toughness exists in all runners regardless of age, gender, or background. Through his encounters with diverse athletes, from teenage cross-country runners to elderly marathon participants, he's witnessed this universal capacity for resilience. The key is accessing this inner strength by consciously pushing through discomfort. He shares the "just one more" technique used by trainers to help athletes tap into hidden reserves of strength. When someone thinks they've reached their limit after completing a set number of repetitions, asking for "just one more" often yields success. This principle proved especially valuable during his Death Valley runs, where temperatures exceeding 120°F tested both physical and mental limits. This mental training extends beyond running. Carnazes suggests that running serves as a microcosm of life, where lessons learned about overcoming limitations transfer to other areas. He recounts how the persistence developed through running helped him succeed in business ventures and personal challenges. The key is saying yes with your heart when your body says no, embracing every step as a precious gift, and understanding that the only true failure is not trying. He emphasizes this through stories of runners who've overcome significant obstacles, including amputees and cancer survivors who refuse to let circumstances define their limitations. Another mental strategy Carnazes employed was breaking seemingly impossible endurance challenges into manageable micro-goals. When facing overwhelming distances, he focuses only on reaching the next landmark, rather than contemplating the entire journey ahead. During desert runs, this meant focusing on reaching the next water station or shade point. This baby steps approach helped him complete his first 200-mile nonstop run despite hitting a wall at mile 168 and became essential during the Endurance 50. He applied this technique during particularly challenging moments, like running through severe storms in the Midwest and dealing with extreme fatigue in the final weeks. At the Baton Rouge Beach Marathon, Carnazes realized he had reached the halfway point of his 50-marathon journey only when his wife called to congratulate him. His complete immersion in the present moment, focusing only on each day's marathon, had prevented him from counting down, which helped manage the mental burden of the challenge. This state of mindfulness, he explains, became a crucial tool for maintaining focus and preventing overwhelming thoughts about the magnitude of his undertakings. He later incorporated meditation and visualization techniques to enhance this mental approach, spending time each evening preparing mentally for the next day's challenge. As an extreme introvert, scoring the highest introversion rating the Myers-Briggs facilitators had ever seen, Karnazes naturally gravitates toward running's solitary nature. Before the Endurance 50, he worried about being constantly surrounded by others for 7 weeks with no alone time. Surprisingly, running with others energized rather than drained him. Throughout the 50 marathons, he was joined by runners of all abilities and backgrounds, from first-timers to veterans. These shared experiences created powerful bonds that transcended the physical challenge of running. At the Lincoln Marathon in Nebraska, a diverse group of 21 runners joined him, including Sarah Sherman, a graduate student and daughter of former Packers coach Mike Sherman. She struggled, but persevered through tears to complete her first marathon, supported by the group's encouragement. They crossed the finish line hand in hand, sharing in her triumph. In Seattle, Karnazes ran with 48 people, the largest group yet. Chris Allen, a 37-year-old mother of four, told him running was my time, something she did just for herself amid her family responsibilities. Despite minimal training, she completed her first marathon before rushing off to host a birthday party. Perhaps the most moving encounter came at the San Francisco Marathon when Karnazes met his friend David Ames at the Golden Gate Bridge. Once an athletic surfer and runner, David now battled ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. Karnazes pushed his wheelchair across the bridge, joking that he was trailing behind him like old times. Despite his condition, David showed no anger or self-pity, even founding Heaven's Helpers to assist wheelchair users. These connections reminded Karnazes that running isn't just about personal achievement. It's about inspiring others and being inspired in return. The Endurance 50 became a moving demonstration of how running builds community and brings out the best in people facing challenges together. One of the most common questions Karnazes receives is about his diet. His approach is refreshingly simple. I focus on natural, whole foods that existed hundreds of years ago, vegetables, meat, dairy, while avoiding modern processed foods, fast food, packaged products, soft drinks. He suggests a practical test when deciding what to eat. Would a Neanderthal man have had access to this food? Our bodies were designed to eat what early humans ate. Fruits picked from trees, vegetables pulled from the ground, and lean meats and fish they could catch. Modern processed foods like pasta, ice cream, and white bread wouldn't pass this test. While this primitive approach requires discipline, Karnazes insists it dramatically improves how you feel. He recommends choosing organic options whenever possible and reducing refined sugar consumption. While fat typically gets blamed for America's weight problems, evidence suggests sugar is the true culprit. Americans consume 17% of daily calories from added sugars compared to the French at just 10%, despite the French gaining more fat. For marathon fueling specifically, Karnazes notes that you don't need solid food to complete a standard marathon. Sports drinks, energy gels, and other ergogenic aids can provide all the energy needed in convenient, fast-acting forms. His favorite quick race fuels include Cliff Shot Blocks, Sports Beans Energizing Jelly Beans, Ginger People Ginger Chews, Pete's Coffee Chocolate-Covered Espresso Beans, and Sharky's Organic Energy Fruit Chews. For ultramarathons, however, the extreme calorie demands require more substantial nutrition. Karnazes is known as that pizza-eating runner because he's been photographed eating pizza during races. During one Alaskan marathon, a pizza was actually delivered to him at mile 17. Though he typically avoids pizza during runs under 50 miles, the demands of ultra-endurance events sometimes require convenient energy sources regardless of their form. Recovery nutrition is equally important. Karnazes emphasizes consuming protein, carbohydrates, and fluid within an hour after running. Optimal recovery options include smoothies with whey protein, tuna wraps with fruit, milk, energy bars with water, or specialized recovery drinks. He also highlights the importance of antioxidant-rich foods like berries and beans, plus omega-3 fats from salmon and flax seeds to combat inflammation. Throughout the Endurance 50, Karnazes faced dramatically different environments, from 38F in Alaska to 104F in Arizona, from sea level to high altitude, from pristine trails to polluted urban streets. These varying conditions required constant adaptation. Heat presents particular challenges for marathoners. Research shows that performance peaks at much colder temperatures, around 41F. When temperatures exceed 60F, finishing times drop dramatically. In Phoenix, Arizona, Karnazes and 46 other runners faced temperatures ranging from 90F at the start to 103F by the finish. Fortunately, humans are uniquely designed for distance running in heat, with abundant sweat glands and minimal body hair that help dissipate core heat effectively. After 2 weeks of heat training, runners develop increased sweating capacity, greater blood volume, and reduced salt concentration in sweat, allowing them to run faster without overheating. High altitude presents different challenges. At elevations above 5,000 feet, performance noticeably suffers. You feel like you've lost fitness or are trying to breathe underwater. At 8,000 feet, barometric pressure drops 25% compared to sea level, meaning 25% less oxygen per breath. Acute mountain sickness can affect endurance athletes at altitudes as low as 6,300 feet, with symptoms including appetite loss, headaches with nausea, ear ringing, breathlessness, and dizziness. Urban pollution also impacts runners. Vehicle emissions containing ozone and toxic particulates damage lung tissue and blood vessels. Runners are especially vulnerable due to their increased breathing rate during exercise. Karnazes advises running during lower pollution times, morning or evening, staying away from major roadways, and checking air quality reports. Weather conditions like rain require their own adaptations. While running in rain isn't harmful, completely saturated feet increase blister risk significantly. Gore-Tex shoes help keep feet dry to a point, but when it's pouring, breathable rain gear works best, keeping water out without trapping excess body heat against your skin. Throughout these challenges, Karnazes emphasizes the importance of listening to your body and adapting accordingly. Sometimes this means slowing down, adjusting hydration strategies, or modifying expectations based on conditions. The ability to adapt isn't just helpful, it's essential for endurance success. Beyond the physical and mental aspects of running 50 marathons, Karnazes gained profound insights that apply to all runners, regardless of experience level. First, he learned that running form matters more than many believe. While there's no single correct way to run, faster runners share certain characteristics: high stride rate, midfoot striking, less ground contact time, more knee bend, less twisting, and relaxed upper bodies. Karnazes challenges the myth that better stride form can't be learned, sharing his own transformation from a ground-pounding Cro-Magnon to a midfoot striker. To improve running form, he recommends technique drills, like butt kicks, running in place while trying to kick your butt with your heel, high knees, running in place while lifting knees as high as possible, and one-legged run, hopping on one leg for 20 strides before switching. Visualization can also help. Spending 10 minutes imagining yourself running smoothly activates the same brain motor centers used during actual running. Second, Karnazes emphasizes the importance of proper footwear. Runners with flat arches benefit from motion control shoes. Normal arches need neutral shoes, and high arches require extra flexibility. He recommends purchasing from specialty running stores where knowledgeable staff can match shoes to individual biomechanics. During the Endurance 50, Karnazes wore the North Face Arnuva 50 BOA shoes, developed specifically for the challenge, with a revolutionary lacing system allowing quick micro-adjustments. This innovation proved valuable as his feet swelled during long runs in warm weather, requiring frequent adjustments to maintain comfort. Third, Karnazes discovered that recovery is his greatest strength as a runner. Throughout the Endurance 50, his body held up remarkably well, with blood and urine samples confirming normal recovery markers despite the brutal schedule. He suggests alternating hard and easy runs, taking cold baths after hard efforts, and, most importantly, consuming protein, carbohydrates, and fluid within an hour after running. Finally, Karnazes learned that running isn't fun in the conventional sense, it's too hard. But it feels good in the way meaningful work feels to those who have a taste for it. It's an expression of who you really are, similar to how a surgeon feels about operating or a writer about writing. This growing attraction to physical challenges seems like a backlash against our comfort-filled modern lives, a primal need for struggle and sweat. After completing 50 marathons, Karnazes found himself alone in a New York hotel room asking, "What now?" Despite countless media interviews, celebratory events, and widespread recognition of his achievement, he felt an inexplicable emptiness. So he did what he always does when seeking clarity, went for a run. But this time, something was different. Instead of returning to his hotel, he just kept going, following an instinct that had served him well throughout his running career. With only a modified baby carriage containing basic supplies, some energy bars, water bottles, spare shoes, and minimal clothing, he spontaneously began running across America toward San Francisco. He averaged about 45-50 miles daily, running through rain, heat, and challenging terrain. He slept in small-town motels, ate at local diners, and connected with countless people along the way who were inspired by his journey. After 1,300 miles and roughly 50 more marathons worth of distance, he reached the Lewis and Clark Marathon starting line in Missouri, the very place where his Endurance 50 journey had begun months earlier. In a moment reminiscent of Forrest Gump, surrounded by dozens of fellow runners who joined him along various segments of his trek, he realized it was time to return home to his family in San Francisco. This epilogue perfectly captures Karnazes' essence, always pushing boundaries, always seeking the next challenge, but ultimately grounded in what matters most. His impromptu cross-country journey demonstrates how true athletes often find their greatest moments of clarity and purpose not in organized events, but in spontaneous adventures that test their limits. His story reminds us that our perceived limitations are largely self-imposed constructs, that the human body is capable of extraordinary feats with proper training and mindset, and that the greatest rewards often come from embracing discomfort rather than avoiding it. Through the Endurance 50 and his subsequent cross-country run, Karnazes proved that an average person, a businessman and father of two, can accomplish seemingly impossible goals through unwavering dedication, methodical preparation, and extraordinary mental fortitude. His experience demonstrates that the human body's capacity for adaptation and endurance far exceeds what most of us imagine possible. The way his body adapted to running multiple marathons, recovering quickly between events, shows how we can push our physical boundaries far beyond conventional wisdom. Perhaps most importantly, his journey shows that endurance isn't just about physical stamina. It's about finding meaning and challenge, connecting with others through shared struggle, and discovering what truly matters along the way. His story continues to inspire thousands of runners worldwide, proving that the finish line is often just another starting point in life's ongoing adventure. Perhaps the most surprising aspect of the Endurance 50 was its impact beyond the running community. Teachers across America created lesson plans around Karnazes' 50 marathons, incorporating geography, math, and science. Students tracked his progress, calculated mileage, and some even participated by running portions with him at various marathon locations. In Bloomington, Indiana, local fourth graders from Tall School greeted Karnazes with encouraging signs and homemade brownies, having followed the Endurance 50 as a class project. In Arkansas, Governor Mike Huckabee joined Karnauskas for 7 miles, sharing his state's progress fighting childhood obesity and offering valuable advice about using media attention to promote positive change. Throughout the journey, Karnauskas inspired countless first-time marathoners who might never have attempted the distance without the supportive environment of the Endurance 50. In Tulsa, all 4 runners who initially planned to run only half the distance completed the full marathon. One gleaming runner in Baltimore spontaneously decided to upgrade from the half to the full marathon, later telling Karnauskas, "I learned that limitations are between my ears. I'd been putting off running a marathon for years. Today, I made the time." This ripple effect of inspiration continues today through Karnauskas' books, speaking engagements, and charitable work. His foundation, Karno Kids, No Child Left Inside, has raised hundreds of thousands for children's charities and environmental preservation. He serves on the California State Senate Task Force on Youth Wellness and the Board of Girls on the Run, using his platform to promote physical activity and healthy living. The Endurance 50 wasn't just about one man running 50 marathons. It was about showing what's possible when we challenge our perceived limitations. As Karnauskas often says, the only true failure is not trying. By embracing discomfort, breaking seemingly impossible goals into manageable steps, and supporting each other along the way, we can all accomplish far more than we imagine possible.